Horace, we'll open up the questions.
All right, well, we'll kind of wrap up 2016 season and then start talking about moving forward. And certainly on to that at this point, but just a few things, you know, as we go back and look at how the season went, you know, I kind of pull out some of the things that I think is important. We had a 10-win season, 12th time in the last 15 years that we've been able to do that, 15 straight bowl games. Played 9 teams that went to bowl games, so we had a pretty good schedule, which is not going to get any easier moving forward. And I think that's one thing that we've already discussed as a staff and that our players know coming back. The two Pac-12 teams that we played and BYU, those are good wins for us. And we know where we're traveling and where we have to go in the future. Played 10 true freshmen. So the good part about that is I think that's going to help us in the future. And those guys with that experience and being able to go back and watch that tape, now we got to get them to that next level. 21 players in the 2-deep on the depth chart that were freshmen or sophomores. So we got a fairly young team still. And they got to be developed. And they have to be a part of that development too, which is what the whole entire offseason until we play Troy is all about. And that's exciting for us. Redshirted 26 players. We have a lot of new faces that we haven't seen yet. And all that being said, you know, there's still that disappointment at the end of the season. You know, we didn't finish. We didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. We didn't get ourselves into that championship game that we want to be in. And we didn't finish with a bowl win. And that's something that's extremely important. The reason why it's written here in this room to play in a championship game and why it's written in here to win a bowl game, because those things are extremely important to us. And those are the things that we strive for each and every year. And we'll go back right now and begin to build towards those two goals as well. I thought our team did represent themselves well this season. I thought the academic side of it, very proud. We had a very good semester academically. 68 guys over a 3.0, had a 3.09 team GPA, and you know, not any issues from that standpoint. Very few issues, I should say, academically. So these guys took that very seriously, and that is part of what we talk about in this room, is not only just the football field, but also what we do off the field in the classroom. And those guys did a very good job. And now we have to continue that moving into this semester. You know, primary focus for us in 17 is winning our division, getting into that conference championship game, and when we do get into a bowl game, finishing that with a win. And you go back to the Baylor game, we knew Baylor was a very good team. We watched them. Said before, that 6-6 record is not what this team is about. I think their focus in that bowl game, now that they had a coach, they had something to look forward to. Those guys showed up and played. I thought we did some good things in the bowl game, but we didn't do enough. And when you don't win the turnover battle, you got to make plays in big-time games, and we didn't have enough plays made in those big bowl games. And everybody that's ever played this game understands that when you're in a big game, it's time to go out there, and we're going to have to do some special things. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And so, you know, that's something that you look at, and that's the last game that you played. So now we got to live with that this entire offseason, is that last bowl game that we played, and that is our last game. And so, to me, that's a driving force for each and every one of us in this building moving forward that gets us up every morning, keeps us up at night, and drives us into this offseason to prepare to go out there and get ready for Troy when we play. And that will be a big part of our mindset and mentality, will be that finish. Thought we started strong in the season, thought we did some good things. Even throughout the wins, you know, there were still games in there that we battled. And we're going to do that too. I believe that. I think every team we play, we're going to battle. I think in our conference, it's gotten better. We're going to battle this schedule next year with the three new teams in the Mountain West Conference we have to play. We're going to have to battle. There's a lot of unknowns in some of those new teams as well. So it's a great challenge, and we're looking forward to it. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about things that we did. There are some really great positive things that these players can take from this season. At the same time, they're all going to look at it and say, hey, we could be better. And that's why you come here, and that's why you want to be a part of this program, is because 10-3, you want to be better than that, and you want to play in that championship game. So when you get a chance to reflect a little bit, we took a little time off after the bowl game. Coaches got players went home. Coaches got a chance to go home and relax a little bit. And then you come back, and there's a real simple question. What'd you learn? You know, and there's a lot of things. And everybody at every position as a coach, you know, kind of goes back and, all right, what did you learn from this season? What can we take from what we learned and apply it to be our very best moving forward? That's really that simple. And we're certainly looking to do that. So the guys are back. School's canceled today, but everybody's back. We don't have everybody back yet. Some guys had a few flight issues, but they're getting back here today. We'll have our official team meeting tomorrow. We were going to have it on Sunday, but it just didn't quite work out. We want to have everybody in here, so we'll officially start that tomorrow. Get everybody back. We'll talk about our goals moving forward. We'll talk about our off-season training. And the focus is real simple. You know, it's going to be about finishing in everything that we do. And it's going to be about an evaluation every day. We're trying to be our best every day. Well, that's got to be intentional. And it's got to take everybody in this room and everybody in this program. It's all got to be aligned. And that's got to be what our mindset is each and every day. And we don't have a chance to waste a day. There's no wasted days. There's no days off. Every single one of them matters moving forward. And these young players that we just mentioned, we got to develop those guys. They've got to find a way through this off-season training to now grow up, prepare themselves to play, and go replace a lot of production that we lost in some areas. I think the offense overall, probably consistency was the biggest thing that we lacked. Looked really good at times, didn't look good at times, and kind of in the middle. I think consistency is always going to be the key on the offensive side. Defensively, thought we did some really good things. We put our defense in some tough spots at times. I thought the offense did keep them off the field when we needed to as part of some of our game plans, but the turnover category has to change. We've just got to be better in that area. We've got to find ways. We know our numbers. If you look at them from the last previous two seasons, they're not where they need to be. Everybody knows that. It's been emphasized. It was majorly emphasized. It just didn't happen. So why? You don't shy away from that. You don't go back and say, we did everything. It just didn't happen. You figure out how to do it better. Special teams, probably the same thing. I think we finished much better than we started. And I think the Oregon State game was probably the one that really hurt us. The Air Force game, we had the blocked punt. That's something you never want to have happen, ever. And we've got to make sure that everybody continues to emphasize that within our program. Because I think that's a big part of why we've had success in the past. The special teams has been, I wouldn't say dominant at all times, but pretty consistent each and every game. And then we've created bigger plays than we created this year. That's what really special teams is about. It's about creating big plays. And we've got to do that in the return game. We've got to find some returners that can do that. We got better when Sed was back there, but he can't do it alone. So we have to develop some returners and get the guys in front of them to do their job and do it well. But, you know, our staff, you know, those guys worked really hard this year. And there's nobody more disappointed than myself and those guys and the kids that are a part of this program that's sitting here. And but that also is exciting, too, because every one of them, they've sent a text message. They've talked to their coaches. They're all ready to get back. They got a lot to prove. And they want to. And to me, that's really what you want to see from your football team. In that last game, do we feel happy about it? No. But do you want to get back and get to work? Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get back to work. We got a lot to do in a short amount of time, in our opinion, to get ready to go play and win. And that is our focus, and that's what we're doing right now, moving forward. We'll keep the emphasis on how we're doing things academically and off the field, and making sure that every single day our focus is on intentionally getting better, doing that as a team, doing that as a staff. And as long as we're doing that, we're moving in the right direction, and we'll put ourselves in a position to be more consistent, to create more plays, to be a better team all around, and getting those games, and when they are close or tight or whatever that is, they find a way to finish and truly finish, and finish with some grit the right way. So got a few new guys in here. Michael Young is in now. Zach Trouton's here. Raythan Reisdorf is here, and his wife Kizzy. Now that we have a volleyball player as well, so we got a bonus there. John Ojukwu is here. Marcus Evans is here. and a few other faces that'll be a part of this program moving forward. So with that, yeah, I'm excited. You know, this is one of the things as the season ends, excited about tonight too, to watch the national championship game. I think that's kind of, as a football coach, brings everything together and says, hey, this is the final game of the season, and you get to truly move on from there. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to a great game. Don't ask me who's going to win. I watched it last night. I had my wife convinced last night the game was going on last night because they're replaying from last year. And she was so mad. She's like, I thought it was on Monday. So I had her convinced for about 5 minutes, and then I told her it was just a replay. But what an awesome job by those two teams to get in that game. And you know, that's what you're shooting for, that consistency that you see from programs like Clemson and Alabama. Well, what do? You try to learn. So there's going to be a lot of learning. There's going to be a lot of development going on here for players and coaches in the offseason. And to me, that's probably the most exciting part, is everybody is wanting to do that. Everybody has a plan to do that. And nobody's sitting there saying, well, we were this close, that close, it just didn't happen. No, we were, but let's go figure out a way to get over that hump and get a chance to put ourselves where we want to be. So with that, we'll open up for questions.
I know play calling is an easy target, but I know obviously, you know, you're trying something a little bit new this year. How do you feel that worked out? And do you at this moment, you know, anticipate doing the same next season or maybe changing it a little bit?
You know what? Not prepared to answer that yet, whether we're going to change or not. You know, it's not something new. I've done it before, and it's not just about me. The thing about it is, it's not just about me. It's about, you know, everybody involved on the offensive side of the ball. And let me go back to the whole entire team, because as the head coach, that affects, you know, time and everything like that. So I will evaluate that. I will self-evaluate my time and how productive I am being on the offensive side of the ball and doing those things. You know, but as I go back and look at it, you know, there's a lot of things in there that I see that not everybody gets to see, and you get to decide, you know, was that good or bad? And, you know, why was it bad? The good, you don't have to answer about the good. You answer about why didn't it work? Well, there's reasons, and you want to figure out why. Certainly that can be timing and calling and all that. But, you know, that question, you know, not everybody has the same information I do on it, and I think what I look at more is, you know, how productive does that make us as an entire football team? And as the head coach, I look at it like that, and then I look at it from the assistant's standpoint too. All right, are we maximizing everything we're doing? And that's really regardless of how the seasons have gone, undefeated seasons to two or three lost seasons. You go back, and I've always thought of it the same way. You just break it all down and you look at it, you're open-minded about it, you get your coach's opinions too, and they can talk to you and say, hey, this was good, that was not good. But my job is to make sure that everybody here is getting better. And if that includes what I'm doing and the offensive side of it, then great. If it doesn't, we'll reevaluate it later.
You guys waited until the day before the game, I believe, to announce that McNichols had decided to go into the NFL draft. There were people outside the program that speculated that may have been a distraction. If you could go back and do it, would you do it the exact same way again?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think we'd change it. We did that with Jay. We did it prior to the game. I don't think that was a reason why we played the way we played. I really don't. And let me just say this. If I did or thought that would have been, then we wouldn't have done it. You know, it's something we're proud of McNichols. I'll just say this. Jeremy McNichols, on the field, off the field, academically, that kid did every single thing we've ever asked a player to do. I got nothing but the highest praise for him. And so, you know, as teammates, I think people probably had a pretty good idea, and it was time to make that announcement. I don't think that had an effect on the way that we went out there and played. There's obvious reasons of things that happened in that game, and part of it was Baylor's a really good football team, and they had some really good players. Katie Cannon was as advertised, if not better. But, you know, that's something we'll always go back, and I didn't hear that internally, but I always go back and analyze things like that. And I think the way Jeremy handled it If it had been handled differently, maybe with a different player, I might have thought that. But McNichols, like I said, that guy has been a great example for all of our players on this team. So I don't think that was a part of a distraction going into the game.
You look at Brett's last couple games of the season, and I know big emphasis on quarterback is accuracy and completing passes and stuff, and he just didn't seem that accurate down the stretch. And the Air Force game, you know, he's like 9 of 26 and a couple of underthrows that led to big turnovers in the game. I'm just curious on Brett in his last couple of games.
Well, I think, statistically you can look at all that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll go back to what matters, in my opinion. Yeah. All right, a quarterback, toughness, showed it. You know, Brett played the entire year and got hit pretty good. Mm-hmm. His preparation habits, very good at it. You know, he's one of the best I've been around. He cares. It matters to him. His decision-making, always going to be and never perfect in any game. When we sit down and watch it, I think we all know as quarterbacks, when we're sitting there, we're going to nitpick that and make sure that we understand why it happened and learn from it. Accuracy, there's some times when the ball is not placed exactly where you want it to be, but then I also get to see the film where the windows change. And sometimes those windows, you know, they're hard to find and they happen in a split second. Brett is capable of being one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I think he's shown some of that. He's shown some of that in our league, but he and I, and I'll be the first one, and being an ex-quarterback and coaching that position, we're going to be better at it. And the thing I love about Brett's the first one after a game texting and like, hey, here's what I think I can do and where are we going from here? You love that. You love it about him. So can we play better in those games? Absolutely. Would he agree with that? Absolutely. Can I help him? Absolutely. And the guys around him too. You know, that's one of the things too. We've got to be able to, in big games, we've got to make those plays. And you know, I'm watching the Seahawks game yesterday in Richardson. You know, you're looking at some of those spectacular plays. Well, you know, in big games, sometimes you got to make some spectacular plays happen, and that goes for everybody. It's a total team effort to do it. But you know, we'll get better there, and that's what this whole off season is. You go back, you got 2 years now of film for a guy like Brett that we can go back and we can learn from and study. And to be honest with you, that's probably one of the most pleasurable things about my job is that time spent with the players and watching things like that. And then it's going to carry over into this next season. You know, Brett's a true sophomore. Sometimes I forget that. He's a true sophomore and with a tremendous head on his shoulders and a great work ethic. So I see nothing but him getting better. And this is going to be a great opportunity for he and I and Coach Hill and the offense to do that.
With Junior Adams leaving, I'm just curious the, I guess, timetable when you think you might have a replacement there. And is it going to be just straight replacement of his role, or does this allow you the opportunity to do anything different in terms of read titles and things like that? Or?
Yeah, I'm kind of reevaluating everything. So it's not, you know, I didn't look at it as receiver coach leaves, just, you know, receiver coach added. I didn't look at it like that. I think the first thing that I look at is our staff completely, and really from defense to offense, everybody in this building. And what is the best setup? We got some really good coaches in here. We got coaches that have coached multiple positions. So you look at that, and you also look at, all right, what's the best thing moving forward for us as a staff? You know, what type of guy, what type of skills does that guy bring in? What type of development does our receiver room need? What type of mentality does that group have as well? So there's a lot of factors in there, but the simple word it comes down to is fit. And not just fit for that room, but fit for the entire idea of what we want to look like moving forward. And the timetable on that, I don't have one. We're going to have one. We'd like to get a guy in place, and I'll say this, there's a lot of interest from guys out there and some really great guys and guys I've been around and have interviewed before and have talked to. But also got to look at, you know, what does that mean for the guys we have in this building right now and how does that fit? So I'm not in a rush to go out there and just have a guy, because you know what I told the staff and what I told our players is the right fit is more important than having somebody right now. And so the coaching convention is going on right now. I'm not going to have a chance to go back there. I've got some things here that I've got to take care of with family. But, you know, there's an opportunity now in the convention. And like I said, kind of this last game, and, you know, there's still some staff things going on out there and some changes. Let some things shake out, and you know, I think that's the best way for us to continue to operate is we look at it like that, and we get a chance to speak with guys and do it the right way, and let our staff too. I think it's important that our staff has input on who that guy is, because their opinions to me matter. And if they think we need to have a different way of doing it, then I've got to sit down and listen to them. And that was what our meeting was about a few days ago, is just, hey, let's put it out here, what we think, where we're going, what we want it to look like, because those guys sitting in that room are extremely intelligent, and they got a lot better feel of what we want to do moving forward.
Obviously, it was Andy's first year running the defense. Just overall, how would you evaluate the job he did, and do you think you guys made strides in that department?
I do think we made strides. I know this, you know, as a coordinator in general, and you can say first year, it's really every year. I always felt that way. It's kind of, you're going back to ground zero. But, you know, as a first year coordinator, it's managing time, it's managing people, it's coaching your coaches in that room. And I thought he did a pretty good job of that. I thought under the circumstances, and we can talk about it all day long, we had some things on the defensive side happen from a personnel standpoint that affected us. You know, we lost some key players, and we lost them for a significant amount of time throughout the year. And the one thing I would say that does affect your football team, but there was a plan in place. All right, if this happens, we had a plan. No, there was no panic, or we had to make something up. We had a plan, and to me, that's a good sign of a coach or a coordinator, is understanding that if this happens, we have a plan. And we've had to move some guys around. And I think DeAndre Pierce is a true freshman, played boundary safety, free safety, nickel, corner. You know, that's impressive to be able to get that done with a true freshman. And he was pretty effective when he went out there and played, which is going to make him that much better of a player. So overall, yeah, you know, I feel like those guys, they did a good job. I think we had the right plans going in. But I also think, too, we needed to create some more opportunities, and we had a chance to do that. I think from watching the majority of the season, we can fix that. And I'm excited to get back, actually, to start working on that right away. I got some new ideas, new thoughts, maybe a little outside the box, which is exactly what, you know, our team enjoys when we do some of those things. It's going to make us better. But as far as having a plan and being prepared, yeah, did a good job.
To the staff that was here this year, do you expect everybody that was on staff this year to be back next year? And you maybe alluded to, is it possible that maybe someone could be switching roles?
I don't know if I alluded to that. What I'm saying is, and I wouldn't rule that out, because we've had coaches here coach multiple positions. That is part of the evaluation. That hasn't been discussed, but that is part of it. As far as guys coming back, hey, you hope they do every year. And I feel confident about that. But, you know, at the same time, hey, things happen. Things change. And if guys go, that's why, kind of like we talked about, you have a plan in place to what you want to look like. Sometimes that plan isn't always as easy as just, I have a guy. You know, I've heard coaches, hey, I've got four guys at that spot. Well, that's great. And sometimes that changes after even a season. It's like, hey, they were fits before, and they're great guys, but maybe this is something we need differently. Maybe something outside the box a little bit. And the fun part is, too, you get a chance to meet some new people, get some new ideas. And I always like talking to people that have done things differently, because that's the only way to grow. And so to hear some new ideas, to hear a different way of looking at it, to be open-minded about that, you know, I think it's important as a head coach. I think it's important for me to think like that too. And then, hey, that might be a better way. It's something that we need to come in here and change maybe that one little area that needs to be tweaked. So certainly that's a part of it. But guys on our staff, are they capable of doing other things? Sure. It just matters if that was the right move.
The tight ends didn't get a ton of action during the regular season, but in the bowl game they did. You know, maybe why in the regular season were they not as involved as maybe as much as you would like? And I guess moving forward, was the bowl game a sign of things to come?
Well, you know what? It was great. Wasn't it great to see Rowe out there making some plays? I mean, that guy, we lost him for quite some time. He just wasn't himself after he got hurt. And nobody worked harder probably under the most difficult circumstances. He wasn't healthy the entire season. He had a great bowl game. I do think our tight end position, if you look at it, I do think our tight end position is strong. With Jake Rowe, Alec, getting Jake Knight in there as well, John Bates, Nick Crabtree, you know, some of those guys in there, Chase Blakely. We have a pretty strong group of tight ends that I thought did a pretty good job this year. We did not utilize them, or let me take this back. We didn't hit them in some of the opportunities we may have had. And that wasn't by, you know, they weren't doing anything. It was just kind of design of where we were field position-wise. But that was one of the plays in the game that kind of going into it, we didn't quite know if that was going to be one of our better ones. We started to hit it and hit it a few times in there, and Jake came up and made some big plays. But I do think that that group, you'll see more of that group. Now that you're going to have seven of these guys out there on the field, that's going to be a strong area for us personnel-wise to use.
Any changes to the existing roster beyond Corey Young and Thomas Stewart?
No. We have a couple walk-on guys that are not going to return right now. I don't think. I don't want to say that yet. They're still kind of deciding. As far as the scholarship guys go, not anything I'm aware of at this point. You know, we know what happened. You know, Dylan is no longer part of the team. Corey Young has left, and Tommy Stewart, you know, were the ones that left. So as far as that goes, no. You know, now positionally and all that, we're kind of looking, you know, with these new guys we have coming in. You know, you got a Mike Young coming in here who's on campus right now. Well, we think he's a pretty good player. He's going to get a chance to come in here, and he's going to have to work and earn it and prove himself. But we think that guy's going to come in and compete. So that's going to allow us to move some guys around. Marcus Evans, he is a true freshman, but he does have a spring and a summer. So we'll see how he develops. Zach Trouton. He's a JC, he's a junior college player, so he's coming into play. And, you know, how does that factor into where we are on the O-line? So there's going to be some opportunities, but right now, as far as guys leaving, I haven't heard anything that I'm aware of right now differently.
J-Mac was such a big part of the offense, and as you guys move forward, I guess, you know.
How much? You do all this. You got the stats in there. What were the stats? 50, we're losing what, 57%?
I think it's 83% of your rushing yards.
83%?
Yeah.
Is that high?
Yeah. If you throw in Sean Wells, 29-yard runs.
What was it the year Jay left,
though? It was close, yeah. Right?
It's about that, right?
What, I mean, like, how hard will that be to replace? How confident are you in Alexander Madison? And then how has Mahone kind of developed over time, too?
Yeah, Jay, well, here's the one thing. I'm not going to say that having tailbacks come in and play and leave early is a bad thing. That means they're pretty good, and J-Mac was part of that. So Alexander Madison, we saw him. I think guys would say Alexander Madison has a future and can be a pretty good player as a true freshman. I think Robert Mahone has to prove himself. Robert's got all the potential in the world, but he's got to go play. You got Ryan Wolpin back there. He's played. Now, Ryan's going to develop his game. It's another year, but, you know, I think there's some more specific things that we can do with him. And then, you know, with any of these new guys that we're bringing in, whether we bring in one, potentially two in this class, you know, those guys, one of them's going to have to be a contributor. You know, you're going to anticipate that you have four deep at least of backs going into the season. And so I just think nowadays, and probably it's changed a little bit, Alexander Madison, J-Mac coming in, these guys are, they're athletic. Both guys are very smart when it came to understanding what we're doing, so they're ready to play. And I do think this, I think having Jeremy in there made us better, but I think Alexander could have played more as well. He could have played more. He could have done more. He's got the physicality. I think we saw the hit that he put on the number four from BYU. He's not afraid. I mean, he's got some things that we went back and watched, and for a young player, and you look at his vision, there's a lot of potential there, and I think Robert is similar to that. And, you know, those guys, when they get a chance to work together, we get them out there in the spring and get Robert out there in the spring. That'll be important. Now, we won't have Jabril Frazier won't participate in spring. So he had a few surgeries, had a shoulder, a knee cleanup, and an ankle cleanup. So he will miss most of spring. He'll miss all of spring. All right, but he'll get back into training. Alexander Madison will miss spring. He's going to get a shoulder cleanup, so he'll have probably limited, if anything, reps, which will be great for Robert. You know, that's one thing too. We're going to get a lot of reps for Robert Mahone in the spring. Should get Gabe Perez back, and I would say with Gabe probably in a limited role in the spring, but he'll be back, ready to go. Joey Monterano, we're expecting him to be back and practicing in the spring. I'm missing anybody in there right now.
Evan Tyler?
Evan won't. You know, he's still going to be recovering from that knee. Now, he'll be, after spring ball is over, he'll be ready to go as far as, I think, straight ahead, running, and pretty close to cutting. But he's going to be ready for the season. So all these guys right now, we're going to have back for the season. And, you know, it's kind of that after the year cleanups and different things like that, which is important for us to do and get these guys healthy. Anything else? All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you guys.